I would like to talk today about how I feel. With this government, there is no opportunity for social movement, and the government is actually creating a wider gap between the rich and the poor, and there's a huge disparity between the rich people and the poor people. Firstly, we live in a state that is in financial crisis caused by greedy bankers. This government has pushed that onto the working class and now is making us pay for a crisis that we simply did not create. Everywhere you look, schools, clinics, council-run schemes such as Help for the Elderly, Infirm are closing one by one. So if all this has been cut back, if the councils are cutting back and slashing their budgets, does that mean that our council tax goes down? This government is creating a wider social gap than ever before. Already they have made thousands and thousands of young people unemployed by cutting jobs, and now they are trying to get them to work for free. Talking about minimum wage, it is an absolute joke. When I was 19, it was a long time ago, but when I was 19, the average wage was £4.50 an hour. I'm now 32 and the minimum wage is £5.97 an hour, which means in 13 years it has gone up by £1.47. Yet the cost of living has doubled. For a single person on minimum wage, they're lucky to take home £200 a week after tax. So let's break this down. The average rent in Manchester is £100 per week for a small one-bedroom flat. With council tax, that's £120 a week easily. That leaves £80 a week for everything. Call it £30 for utilities, £20 for your transport. That leaves you £30 a week for your food. Forget any kind of social life, that's straight out the window. If you want a beer at weekends, well, you just simply can't afford it because they've raised the tax on that as well. So no social life, no chance for young people to get on the property ladder. The system has basically become a caste system where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. It's kind of like a cycle. If you can imagine, if you're born rich, you go to a private school. With a private school, you go to a private university where you meet influential people. Then you get offered a foot in the door for a very good job. Or you may get offered an internship, which means you work for free for 3 months, but you would be able to because you would have your mum and dad who would be able to support you. If you work in class, there is absolutely no chance you could do an internship at a company because you wouldn't be able to live for 3 months without any money. So the cycle continues. Thanks to the current government, now people who do want to go to university and get an education, it is pretty much impossible. The current cuts in the budget for education means that one in every 2-3 courses has been slashed, and also they've put up the fees to £9,000 a year, which is the highest in the world. People are going to be put going to university, which is just, you know, a joke. So the ratio of people to courses is very high. What happens there is that universities become very selective. This is creating elitism within the system yet again. Put it this way, the government don't want people getting degrees because if everybody in England had a degree, who's going to work at McDonald's? They need the social gap to create the divide. So they need the working class. Without the working class, there would be no social structure. We are the backbone of society. So the government say that we want to pay this debt. We only paid the debt off from World War II in 2007. So I don't see what the big rush is, because there are other countries that are in debt, including China and America. My name's Kerry Volner. Please leave your comments below and we will discuss it next week when a few of you got back to me and see how things have changed. Thank you.